This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'd like to know why the media isn't making a big deal about all these Saudis involved in the Pensacola shooting. I find that strange, don't you? Where are all the Muslim defenders? The religion of peace people? Where are the gun zealots? The people that remind us during these times of mass shootings about how evil guns are? The investigation, they say, has expanded into 10 Saudis. One report I read indicated that the shooter had mass shooting video watch parties. He would watch these things and enjoy them with his friends. Yes, where are the celebrities tweeting on this subject? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys can be with me. I do forget a lot. Because there's so much to digest in any given day in liberal lunacy. But I do remember certain things. For example, Notre Dame being burned. Have we gotten any leads on this? Is it still just an electrical fire? I mentioned the other day the number of acts of terror committed by the Religion of Peace over a week period. And I ask anybody, please call the show, 844-551-8255, and give me any type of ancillary, any type of something that says, here's what Christians were doing at the same time Muslims were wreaking havoc all over the world. And during that time, we have the Pensacola shooting. Anyway, there's a lot to discuss today, folks. Despite the media spin, let me remind you, this is what I do each and every day for the most part. I tell you that the leftists are in shambles. And I prove it. It isn't just conjecture. First, the truth keeps leaking out. Remember the grief Trump took on his Muslim ban? Well, let me tell you, this Pensacola shooting has not helped the left in their cause. I mentioned yesterday that women, the demographic who least likes Trump, were told they want safety. That is the number one priority of a mom, a mother, a woman, a sister, a daughter, a grandmother, whatever. They want safety. They want a place where they can raise their children in peace, be at peace with themselves, be able to exercise a woman's right to choose. They want safety. And despite this leftism that has engulfed them, they wouldn't want to live under Sharia. Oh, they'll accept it as long as it's in the minority and it sounds good at a cocktail party, but they don't want to live under it. And the number of white women who go to Muslim countries versus the number of women from Muslim countries who want to come to the white world, the Western civilization world, whatever you want to define it as, I dare you to compare those numbers. Oh, sure, you get the occasional bleeding heart leftist liberal chick who falls in love with Waqam and Muhammad and Waha and moves over there and then becomes a sex slave and wishes, you know, to God she could get back to the United States. Oh, we know of those stories. But you know the stories we know a lot more of? Muslim women, women escaping that culture, coming to America and finding themselves and freeing themselves and becoming part of the American dream. There's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of those stories. But you know what the left focuses on? Ilhan Omar, who comes over here from her godforsaken crap hole country and decides she wants to change America. That's what they focus on. They don't want to tell you those other stories of these women that come over here and get educated and go on to live fruitful lives, who aren't complaining about making 78 cents to every dollar a man makes or whatever else, because they're so joyous to be able to choose their husbands and choose their lives and so on and so forth. It's a bigger meaning, and the bigger meaning is generally what Democrats, you know, try to get you to. If we could just save one. Well, you know what? We've saved millions of these women. We've had them escape a culture of oppression, a patriarchal society to the highest degree. Theocratic nonsense that does not allow a woman to be equal, to come to this country, find equality in a host of other things, find happiness, the pursuit of happiness per our Constitution, and these people fight it. Kevin Jackson's you listening to, folks. Anyway, the truth leaks out. It's what happens. Trump, the alpha male, gives these women that hope. Gives these women all over the world that hope. And while he's doing that, he's also empowering women in the United States. I swear, go listen to anything Ivanka Trump is doing on behalf of women and tell me that this isn't the most revolutionary administration in dealing with women's issues. I was shocked. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not sitting around here going, I wonder what I could be doing for women. I don't even sit around going, I wonder what I could be doing for men. But if you're going to focus on women, I would put Donald Trump and what he's tasked his daughter, Ivanka, to do up against anything that the Democrats have done in the last two decades. Anything. Next, Democrats have taken impeachment hoax as far as they can. Impeachment hoax was trending on Twitter, the hashtag impeachment hoax. It was trending higher than impeachment hearings. You know how many leftists see us push back on fake news when we're on Twitter? I mean, we are using Twitter, a very leftist propaganda machine, and we're using it to the point where we got impeachment hoax trending over impeachment hearing. You understand what I'm saying? That's you. That's your voice. We do not lead in social media. The left dominated. And we still manage to get the truth to the surface. Do you see what I'm telling you? That's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. Find me a real poll that shows that the Democrats are happy with impeachment. That, woohoo, we got it. Woohoo. Yeah, it doesn't exist. Anyway, there's a lot of other stuff coming, too. The IG report, well, it's out, you know, I don't know, is it out? Or I know the rumors are out there. Purely a CYA report for the deep state swamp rats. But here's my point. It doesn't help Democrats. The Durham report is going to be horrible for Democrats. And then I want to discuss these Democrats imploding on themselves. So we got a busy show today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, the most important thing will be to see how Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, in his FISA report, which will be out on December 9th, how he handles the conduct of senior Justice Department and FBI officials. I'm sure we've heard from leaks that there will be scathing comments about underlings and people who did X, Y, and Z. The only thing that matters to me is how he will treat senior executives at the FBI and the Department of Justice. If he excuses their behavior and says it was understandable, then that should be a signal to the United States Senate to refuse to reauthorize the FISA court. It only got an extension until March over the last couple of months because of the pending scandal and the report. I would not reauthorize the FISA court without a full accounting from all the FISA judges about all the Carter Page warrants, about the processes, about Mike Rogers' revelations about the illegal spying in public hearings. No hearings in camera. All public hearings about what went wrong at the FISA court and who was responsible.
That was Attorney Joe DeGeneva speaking about the FISA, the IG report being submitted by IG Horowitz I called it a CYA report. It is a cover your butt report. Too many powerful people would go down with the truth. So Horowitz had to figure out, the same way Comey did, he has to figure out how to water down the truth to such a degree that he can sell it to the American people. The problem he's got versus with Comey is we weren't dealing with a public that now understands fake news and has an appetite for the truth. They want to start hearing what's really going on. They've seen how many of these things people have gotten away with, and they're going, okay, enough is enough. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Here's what they said. Been a lot of people in Washington waiting for this report. It amounts to a comprehensive review of the FBI's internal decision-making in the extraordinarily fraught period of time ahead of the 2016 elections. 400 pages, answers to important questions, but I'm telling you right now, don't get your hopes up for this report. They're going to try to finger certain people. We talked about this one guy that they want to make the scapegoat, the guy who altered. He was the one who altered this. Let me tell you, this getting down to him has been an orchestration like you've never seen. This has been a behind-the-scenes Democrats looking at where, as I like to tell people, there's a scapegoat farm, and periodically the Democrats go out to the scapegoat farm and they go, okay, take that one. There have been many underlings scrambling in D.C. for the better part of 2 years, maybe longer. They've lawyered up. They've backed up their own paperwork with, in other words, whatever they did, pardon me, that was illegal. They've been battening down the hatches trying to figure out, okay, how do I get out of this that I did for so-and-so without getting killed, without getting fired, without losing my pensions? All this type of orchestration is happening right now. The scramble. It is a mad scramble. And then, let me tell you what's happening from the elite's perspective. The Clintons, the Comeys, the McCabes, all of them. These guys have all gotten and said, okay, here's the scapegoats that we can get this on. They then go and they meet. They don't do it in a meeting like, hey, Kev, listen, we've been talking as the elite, and you're the guy that we're going to have this thing fall on. They don't do it like that. They bring somebody over to you. It's kind of like the mafia. They say, the mafia says, it isn't going to be, somebody that you hate that kills you. It's going to be your friend. He's going to come to you friendly before he kills you. So they go up to you and they go, hey, Ken, how's it going, man? Yeah, what are you thinking about all this stuff that's going on? They want to check your pulse. And then, well, man, I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans and blah, blah, blah. And they soften you up to see, are you okay with us putting this on you? And if you give the right signals, then they'll say, all right, we're going to protect you. When the president gets in, the next president, you're going to get freed. Or we're going to put a bunch of money in an account for you that is waiting there for when you get out of prison. But if you don't, you got other choices. They got other choices for you. You know how many bodies there are in the wake of what Democrats decide is more important than you? I mean, we've written an article, I think with the Clintons, it's into the 50s. So they're going to make somebody an offer they can't refuse. And I predict, and we're never going to know, but I think many of you share my observations. This guy that, I forget his name, I'm not talking about Vineman, but this other one, that they go, he was the one that altered the documents. We now know he altered it. That's what the report says, right? The IG report. Oh, he altered it. And there was rumors of this anyway, because they were throwing this over as a trial balloon. How will the public accept it if we say, oh, all of the other chain of events that led to the attempted coup were started by this one rogue guy? And everybody else just did their due diligence. They did their jobs, because this report that was altered, it set the chain in motion. In other words, there was no oversight. That's why you heard DeGeneva say, look, I know they're going to go after some low-level people. One or two scapegoats. We've identified one of them for sure. Okay? He's going down. Now, he has accepted his fate. I guarantee you this dude is all in. He's like, okay, I got it. I'm going down. But there are other people that maybe aren't quite as accepting. But the Jennifer's saying, what about upper people? How are we going to deal with them? That's what people are really concerned about. That's what I'm concerned about. If one rogue person can set this kind of a thing in motion to where you will try to depose a duly elected president, what kind of republic do we have? We don't have a system of checks and balances. There was nobody above him that went, wait a minute, this doesn't pass the smell test. There was nobody in that entire food chain that questioned it. Everybody was selling this lie once it got started by this low-level person. Doesn't that give that person a lot of, you know, a lot of credit? Doesn't that give that person a lot of power? I mean, if I were a low-level bureaucrat, I'd go, man, shoot, I could start a rumor and get a president fired, get a president kicked out. That's pretty scary. Now, here's the deal. Here's the good news. It isn't going to work. It's not going to work. You have a president that is not going to go, oh, yeah, sure, it was that. All along the way, there are people who were questioning this. I don't look. You're going to hear all kinds of names. Perkins Coie. You're going to hear the different legal teams that did this or that. In fact, I was looking at an article from PolitiFact. I call them PolitiFarce. And they were fact-checking all this stuff. Let me tell you, the connective tissue in how this led to this and that, there is no escape. There is no one scapegoat that they're going to use for this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are drafting formal articles of impeachment against President Trump. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham reacts to the announcement.
The abuse of power is by House Democrats, not the President of the United States. They've abused their power to investigate. They created behind-closed-doors hearings in the Intel Committee. They denied the President's counsel the right to participate.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says Trump will be charged with abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Congress will be debating this on the floor beginning on Thursday. today. U.S. airlines are predicting that more than 47 million Americans will travel by air over the holidays. According to the Airlines for America, an average of 2.6 million passengers will travel every day until January 5th of next year. And in a developing story, police in Jersey City, New Jersey, say they're responding to an active shooter situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you guys hear the CNN montage on the opening day of impeachment? The House Judiciary Committee? Here's the montage. And I want to discuss this because it's actually kind of funny what happened after this was produced and put on YouTube.
Good afternoon, and with that gavel coming down, I'm Jake Tapper in Washington, and you're watching special coverage of this historic day.
This is a historic day here in the nation's capital.
It will be a busy and historic day ahead.
You're watching CNN's special live coverage of what can only be described as an historic day.
This is turning out to be a historic day, a very important day. Another very, very important and historic day, a very historic and important day. Another historic day here in Washington, historic day here in the nation's capital. Chris, this is going to be another historic day here in Washington.
At the end of a long and certainly historic day.
A truly historic day. It was a historic day on Capitol Hill.
A historic day with millions watching.
A historic day.
Historic day on this historic day. We're just getting started on this important historic day.
All right, it is a historic day on Capitol Hill.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to CNN's coverage of impeachment. They called it a lesson in Beltway delusion. What were you doing while all this was going on? I did not see 1 minute of this coverage, not a minute. One guy wrote, while most of the country are going on about their business, the liberal network designs their coverage to present what the Democrats are doing as some combination of Lincoln giving the Gettysburg Address and Washington crossing the Delaware. They're really selling this. It was historic, unbelievable, but it's amazing what's about to happen. And it's all a farce. I can't imagine Democrats looking back on this element of history. And I'll be honest, I wasn't a big student of history going to school. But when I think about the time in history, the people who are going to be the history makers, I would be embarrassed to be a Democrat right now in what's going to be written about this party based on the last 4 years, last 3+ years. It's an embarrassment. So, Tom Elliott produces this video that you just heard the audio of. And, I mean, that was day one. He produces this, puts it up on YouTube, and YouTube takes it down. Now, there are many montages like that on YouTube. Many. Political, where you hear the same talking points from networks and things like this. There are many of those. They call them mashups. It's not really a montage. It's a mashup. Anyway, they got plenty of those. And they're generally considered learning. In other words, you don't own the copyright. Even though there was all CNN, you don't own the copyright to that because it's somebody making a bigger point. That look at how the news presented this. That's considered education. and does not violate anybody's copyrights. But CNN got so worked up over this, they filed a complaint with YouTube. And YouTube, despite this not violating their terms of service in any way, they took it down. I want you to understand, Google, who owns YouTube, essentially capitulated to a leftist network that said, we don't like the way somebody depicted what we did. We don't like that people are that they use this as a teaching mechanism to show that we completely blew something out of proportion that isn't there. Look, you could take it any way you want. Just for the record, maybe you looked at it and went, oh, I don't get it. It's not that big of a deal. It doesn't matter. But YouTube said, we're going to capitulate. So now, any type of mashup, CNN can argue, well, that's our work. You can no longer educate on mashups and show, here's a collusion. Here's how these guys all work together. Because that's what this is meant to show. Oh, boy. They got triggered. Made a copyright claim. So here's what this guy wrote. CNN's recent coverage is just an extension of what we've been hearing for 3 years now. That President Trump's in major trouble, right? And you guys remember when there was a video, and I'm going to play it. You got that clip ready? I'm going to play this because I want to remind you of just how bad things were supposed to be for President Trump while this impeachment hearings and all the other things that they were firing at this guy. He was supposed to be gone. How is he even still in office and serving a term? But here's that mashup of what they were saying before.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
There's a beginning of the end today.
It's the beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
again.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight, the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels
the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be a turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I am beginning to resent the word bombshell.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Here's what was interesting about that clip. That clip begins at the beginning of when Trump became president-elect, or president, in 2016, January 2017. And it continued for a three-year period. If you see the video, the dates are coming up. They're giving you the dates of these things as they happen. And I'm just giving you, that was a mashup of roughly 3 years where he was going to be, we were at a tipping point. Let's look at some of the terminology that was used. We were at a tipping point, off the rails, It reminds me of the last days of Nixon. It's the beginning of the end. Breaking overnight, a bombshell. The walls are closing in. The day everything changed. The president will resign. Resignation will not serve out his term. In trouble, he's done. It's over. It's a watershed week. And here's why I wanted to remind you guys of all of this, because you repeat it, you listen to this program, you send me, no, Kevin, oh my gosh, the media said, there you have it. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to tell you? That was 3 years of them giving you the dire predictions. I could go back to the campaign and we could talk about what they gave you, dire predictions of the economy, dire predictions of Donald Trump even getting elected. He's not going to get elected. There's no, it can't happen. It won't happen. Hillary Clinton, Hillary. He gets elected. Oh, if he gets elected, the stock market will crash. Stock market, crash. The economy, shoot. Everything they talk about, the opposite happens. What do you want me to say? How many times have I told you? Democrats tell you what their fears are for themselves. They don't tell you the truth. They tell you what they fear of themselves. It's the beginning of the end, all right? It's the beginning of the end for them. They are off the rails. Many of them will not serve out their terms. They are in trouble. They are done. It will be a watershed week. Breaking news overnight. The walls are closing in. The day everything changed for the Democrats. That's what the problem is. They don't want you to realize they are giving you the inner sanctum of their fears. That's what they're afraid of. And you've been watching this play out day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Donald Trump's gone. He's toast. And he's still there. And not only is he there, he's crushing these little minions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Next hour, I'm going to be talking about how big a trouble the Democrats are in. It won't be my words. Nope. It won't be the words of Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. It'll be the words of Democrats talking about themselves. You will hear people saying, well, there's finally admitting that there's infighting with the Democrats, that there's a lot going on. And look, I can explain to you, and I will, again, I will explain to you how you have to look at these things and not look at them at face value, but really look at why is this happening when we're supposed, when we've already been told this, why is this happening? For example, Buttigieg is the new guy. Remember when I told you guys, I said I'd been on multiple radio shows, and they said to me, Kevin, who can win the Democrats nomination? And I go, there's not a real... this is when Biden was in. Who are you thinking? I said, well, I know this will sound weird, but the candidate that will most likely emerge is Buttigieg. And I said, it isn't because he's a great candidate. It's because it'll be the flavor of the day. It'll be how they do things. And when we get into the next hour, I'm going to talk about this in depth. I'm going to talk to you about Bloomberg. I'm going to talk to you about Warren. I'm going to give you an up-to-date analysis based on where we are today, but it hasn't changed very much. I mentioned to you guys, I said the Democrats are literally the richest man in the world. Jeff Bezos begged Bloomberg to get into the race. Bloomberg gets in. Where is he? What did I tell you? I said Bloomberg getting in is going to be an embarrassment for the Democrats. They now have two super billionaires, much more wealthy than Donald Trump. Neither one of them can gain traction. They have all the money in the world. But you know what they don't have? They don't have Trump's personality. They don't have the ability to get... They may be the best businessmen on the planet, which I don't believe they are. I think a lot of their wealth and the things they've come... Certainly, Bloomberg has been through trickeration. It's been through just people saying, well, he's a billionaire, let's let him do this, whatever. It's not even real money in the way that it has to be earned. Probably much as true of Steyer. But here's what I can tell you. They're orders of magnitude richer than Trump and cannot accomplish what he accomplished. And that's got to stick in the Democrats' craw. But what really sticks in their craw is they're still looking for people. There were many, many people in the Democratic Party who wanted Bloomberg. And they wanted to see him surge. Now he's not surging. So what's going on? They're going, who do we have? What's fallback? And we'll get into this. They don't have a fallback plan. They don't even have a plan. The only plan that the Democrats have is get Donald Trump. They said it from the moment he became president. We must impeach this president. And it was over Russia hoax. And then suddenly with Joe Biden having absolute evidence of arm twisting the Ukrainian government, they say Trump did it. And they think they're going to get away with this. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Let's play this Al Green. If you want a little dose of insanity, I want you to understand Al Green had been calling for the impeachment of Trump for years. Okay? He's happy, and I want you to hear what he says, because he corrects himself. But he's happy that Trump's impeached. But when you hear what else Trump is responsible for, you're going to get a real kick out of this one. So here it is.
Years ago, sir, I know that you introduced one of those first impeachment resolutions against Trump, and let's look at how that went down. It actually lost 364 to 58. How do you think this process ends if more evidence is revealed? And are you concerned at all that Americans are having a waning interest as this process drags on?
Well, it was yesterday, in fact, that we celebrated in a sense that we had something that was brought to the floor. Maybe I shouldn't say celebrated. Let me just say that we brought to the floor the articles for a vote. And we received some 50-plus votes, and then the second time some 60-plus, and a third time 95 votes. So I believe that the American people understand that this is something that we must do at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't speak for all of the American people, but a majority seem to think so. And I think that we're moving forward in a very... cautious and prudent way, which is what is expected. But I also think that if we don't include some of the things that are important to people of color, then I think that our business won't be finished, Ms. Witt. Mm-hmm. I do believe, ma'am, that we have to deal with the original sin. We have to deal with slavery. Slavery was the thing that put all of what President Trump has done lately into motion. It's insidious scion, racism. And the president has played on racism, and he's used that as a weapon to galvanize a base of support, to mobilize people. We cannot overlook what happened when he came down the escalator and just demeaned people of color, mm-hmm. when he talked about the S-hole countries. He has found a way to use ugly words to his benefit and to the detriment of the people who are the object of his words. Emily Dickinson said, a word is dead when it is said, some say. I say it just begins to live that day. His words take on life and meaning, and they hurt And I know the people who are being hurt. And I came to Congress to represent them. And I cannot let it go. So I appreciate whatever we will do. But until we deal with the issue of invidious discrimination as it relates to LGBTQ community, the anti-Semitism, the racism, the Islamophobia, the transphobia, and also the misogyny that he has exemplified, I don't think our work is done.
I'm back. Kevin Jackson here. I listened to that, and I think, I mean, I know my audience pretty well, and I know you people are out there going, so Trump is now, the as he says, a scion of racism and all these other slavery. Slavery is what Trump is bringing back to the fore. Here's why I bring that. Why I play this. I play this clip just to kind of give you an idea of how crazy leftism is. Nobody pushing back on this narrative, but I play it for another reason, and I play it, and I'm going to explain why this is important and why I want you to really pay attention here. There is no satisfying the left. You follow me? There is no satisfying the left. Don't try it. You cannot do it. And we're proving this each and every day. If you listen to that garbage, racism, slavery is a problem for the Trump. Is involved. There is no way to logically connect Donald Trump and racism. There's no way. But this guy is saying impeachment is necessary so we can go back and deal with the, quote, original sin. And this witch hunt that he has started people on is the way to do that. Now, here's what's funny to me. If we were to look at the top three or four candidates of the Democratic Party, they're all rich white people. I don't know how much money Buttigieg has, but him being number four, but he's not poor. They're rich white folks. Aren't they just as complicit? I mean, there's enough crazy in the Democratic Party that I don't even know how to come on this show and explain it in a way that could illuminate it any more than just listening to Congressman Al Green, a member of the Congressional Black Circus. You wonder why I call them circus clowns. This is why. That statement. The original sin of slavery. Here's what's funny. Somebody was saying, you can't hold dreamers responsible for the crimes of their parents. And then my friend that tweeted this said, isn't that true of slavery? You can't hold white people responsible for the crimes of their parents. It's pretty deep when you think about it, isn't it? It's funny how Democrats want to continually put something in your face. And for the record, have the nerve to not make you understand they are the ones who were for slavery. This knucklehead Congressional Black Circus clown is a party of slavery. You are the anti-slavery party, and he wants you to feel guilty. If you want to feel guilty over that, you do it. But I got to tell you, don't come crying to me. Unbelievable we let them get away with this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.